The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to The Bright Side. This is episode number 102, Week in Comics. It's a good thing John and I like to talk to each other because we had to do it twice tonight. You'll hear in a second that I come in the store again, and because we lost all of our audio and we've been talking for like 40 minutes or so, something like that. So we had to start all over again. So we did. Oh well, it's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. So we had a pretty good time. We talked about the Clone Wars and the new season coming up. Talk CW, bunch of books coming out. And we've renamed our what used to be recommended reading. Then we started calling it Book Club. Well, we've got a new and creative name for it again. So let's head into the store and check it out. That's a hint. Hey, John.
Hey, DJ.
Oh, boy. Hey, what did I say earlier? Like 2 seconds ago. Something's got to keep you on your toes, right?
I say, I don't remember. It's been so long.
Oh, so we happy birthday. Let's go over all that again. We've already done this.
Yep.
So, through the magic of podcasting, this is our second take of the night, which isn't too bad because we said, while we were fixing the issues, we said this hasn't happened in a really long time.
It's been a while. Yes.
So instead of like when it used to happen, we were all embarrassed. And now we're like, well, let's just own this.
It's late.
We recorded quite a bit. So here we go again. We're going to start again. So how's it feel to be 50?
Feels the same as it did 45 minutes ago. Feels the same as it did 3 days ago too.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel any different. Yeah.
So let's see what you did on your birthday. You got up, you went out for breakfast, you came home, watched some TV. Then you guys went out to dinner and then you came home and you watched some TV again, right?
Feels like you've heard that before.
Yes,
that's pretty much what we did. We went to go see a movie on Sunday. My birthday was Monday. So then we were like, well, we went to the movies yesterday, so I don't really want to see anything today.
Oh,
so
do tell.
Yeah, we ended
what
up just not really doing anything. Bad Boys 3.
So did I. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you think? Did you enjoy it? I think you did.
I enjoyed it because I didn't expect a lot from it. I had low expectations because it's really not one of my favorites. I ended up liking it. You know,
yeah.
I laughed a lot. It had a lot of funny moments. And it ended up being a pretty good movie. Definitely set up for a fourth one, which I hear they're already working on. So
I didn't hear they're working on it. I just saw it on IMDb that it was there and it says,
oh, was it?
Yeah. It says,
oh, okay.
Well, if you look up Bad Boys, it has all four. It says Bad Boys 4.
I heard, this would have broke, what, Thursday night? That's the traditional premiere night. And I think by Friday or Saturday, I already heard that there was a fourth one in the works.
Well, if they go on the same
obviously, it was
pace,
written with a
like
fourth one in mind.
Well,
it could be 20 years before we get the next one.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was good. This is so weird doing this conversation over again, but
I know.
I watched all three of them in a row yesterday. And that's my podcast coming out on Friday. So not only have I done this conversation before, I've already recorded it for another podcast.
And you're going to have to do it again.
No, I already did that one.
Oh, you already did it.
Yeah, I did that one yesterday, but, I like two the best. I've always liked the Bad Boys movies. I've been a big fan of them. It's just fun. And
I'm just not a giant Will Smith fan, to be honest with you.
Really?
I don't like him that much. So there's the occasional movie that I've liked. You know, I liked I Am Legend.
Yeah.
I liked the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I liked him back then, but since he started doing a lot of movies, I really kind of stopped liking him a lot. But, you know, he'll do something every once in a while that I enjoy, so.
Yeah, no, I like Will Smith. I liked Independence Day. I liked I Am Legend.
I dislike Independence Day a lot.
Really? Oh, see, yeah, but I like just dumb, loud movies. You know that.
Well, I do too, but.
No, you like loud movies that are good. I like anything loud. Yeah. If it's loud,
right.
And big booms and explosions and, I'm all in.
Right.
I don't know. John, do you have any new? Oh man, we are so lost right now.
I know. I feel like
it's like
we were a lot smoother the first time around.
You always are. It's hard to reenact a 45-minute conversation after you've lost everything.
Well, let's not try to do that.
No, I know.
I mean, let's just go on.
Yeah,
so,
let's go.
Yeah, I've got some news. First thing I have, it looks like HBO Max is entertaining the idea of bringing Brandon Routh back for a Superman limited series. So how many episodes, we don't really know. And again, this is heavy rumor at this point, but don't even know if it would play off of like his movie character or at what happened in the CW. But, you know, I think anything they do to bring him back as Superman would be okay for me. So
yeah,
I'd be down for any of that.
I mean, it does seem like that rumor, whether that rumor is true or not, is it real or is it just playing off of what happened in the CW? Because they leaned heavily into him as Superman, heavier than you would have expected, you know?
Yes, they did. And they used him more as Superman than as Ray Palmer.
Right.
Really in the event. So.
That's, yeah.
And it was well received. Like his, you know, his cameo, well, not really cameos, because he is a, you know, he's actually a cast member of those shows, so you can't really call it a cameo, but his scenes as Superman were well received by most of the people that.
Right.
And
that makes you wonder, were they testing that to see what they could get out of it? And now that it, you know, is this a legit story or is this more fans wishing and it's blossomed into
right.
a story? So,
well, and again, we talked about it when we discussed the crisis is, you know, they brought him back at the very end again and they didn't really reference what version he was at the end of Crisis. So, you know, again, we speculated that it was the movie version.
Right.
Because of the costume. But it could be anything. And I would imagine that whatever Superman was flying at the end of Crisis will be the one that we see in the HBO show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that, I mean, and as we said a few minutes ago, they're all of these streaming services, they're just dying for content. They need something to put on there to attract eyes. And, you know, this would be a fun one. I mean,
I think it would too.
And you know what else is fun? And this is fresh. We didn't bring this point up earlier. Even if it doesn't work, it's just fun that like they're going to try stuff that maybe it doesn't work, but all right, try something. That's how you learn that you go. I mean, networks do it all the time. They have shows that come out, they don't work, and then they move on. So, I mean, it seems like maybe this is an opportunity that they could. Oh, who knows? Maybe you could put a pilot on a streaming service down the line and it could blossom into a movie someday. You know, you test things out that way, a lower budget, and then you give it a little bit more of a budget later and then maybe a movie someday. Who knows? Well, maybe they'll do the other way. They'll make a movie and then, hey, if you get really good, we'll give you 13 episodes.
Right.
Wouldn't that be the reverse?
Yeah, definitely would. But that may be the way it goes these days.
Yeah.
You know, they need so much more content for streaming platforms than they ever will need for theatrical releases. So.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you've got to keep those platforms fresh month after month after month where, you know, you could go years without having a movie.
Well,
and, you know.
And that's what you had said earlier that, you almost dropped HBO And we don't really have anything off that we know of. Maybe there is something, you know, if you guys know of something, let us know. But what does HBO Max have, like The Mandalorian for Disney Plus? What do they have on day one that's going to make us get HBO Max? And I mean, the only thing that we had speculated before was they don't really need anything because they're HBO and they have ongoing shows as it is. So HBO is kind of rolling into HBO Max. So it's not as big of an unveiling as Disney Plus was, but they're still going to want to have some fresh content here and there to keep you subscribed because you're going to just drop and pick up as you need it. And they don't want that.
The goal has to be more than just keeping their current HBO subscribers, because if that's all they had for a goal, they wouldn't need this streaming service.
Right.
You know, because the HBO subscribers were already there. So they're hoping to bring in, you know, entice new people in. And if what they have on HBO now hasn't already convinced you to be an HBO subscriber, then it's not going to get you to subscribe to HBO Max either. So, like I said, we know they have a lot of things in the works that are going to be great, but I haven't heard anything that's definite for day one yet. Like we did with The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. So,
right.
We'll just have to go. We'll have to see. Like I said, it doesn't mean there isn't going to be something, but like I said, almost everything we hear are things that are in development or, you know, like we haven't even heard any casting news for any of these shows yet. And if something was going to be ready to be on their platform 4 months from now, we would have to have a lot more information than what we have now. Because, like I said, we knew about The Mandalorian a year ago.
Before
it even hit.
But
we knew it was Pedro Pascal. Like, we knew who was going to be in it. We knew, like, you can't put a show together in 4 months and have it ready to be on your service.
Right.
So,
but that's also a completely new platform. HBO Max is really, like, HBO Max is really just HBO combined with a bunch of other platforms that already exist. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's not really like even when DC Universe came out, we had, you know, Titans was the big name that they dropped their first, and they didn't even, didn't even drop the day DC Universe came out. You had to wait. Well, you got it a month before that or a month and a half.
Yeah.
I got it like 3 weeks before, whatever. We came in early, but it still is like those were new platforms, just like Apple Plus or Apple TV Plus or whatever that's called. They all have to have their own content. HBO, I don't know. But you still would like it, though. I mean.
Right. But, well, and like I said, they're going to have to do something to get fresh eyes on the service. So
right. Yep. What else you got?
All right. So next thing is also somewhat related to HBO Max, but, you know, we know that J.J. Abrams signed that big deal with Warner Brothers. It looks like his production company, Bad Robot, is looking to delve into the Justice League Dark in those characters. And
oh, wow.
There's rumors that there's a movie and TV series, you know, in development, or at least in the early stages of development for HBO Max, and then the movies, you know, would be probably theatrical releases. Again, no word on what characters they're looking at in particular, but Justice League Dark has been rumored for a while anyways. I think at one point Guillermo del Toro was attached to Justice League Dark. I know I was trying to roll my R's so my wife would be proud of me.
I can't do that.
But so, I mean, that's a property that they've wanted to explore for a while. And there's lots of characters that kind of delve in there. You know, you've got Constantine, Swamp Thing, Zatanna, Dead Man. They're all characters that, you know, we've had rumors about in one form or another. So, again, I just think that's cool. But JJ's also been linked to Green Lantern and Superman.
Yeah.
So, you know, what he tackles when and how soon any of this stuff's going to happen. We really don't know. Let me just skip down and round out my HBO Max news first, and then I can go to my other two stories. It looks like Rosario Dawson is headlining HBO Max's DMZ, which is based on a Vertigo comic series of the same name. I don't know much about that series because I never read it. But and this news just broke a few hours ago. So it's relatively new. But again, just another, you know, another thing that HBO Max is developing. You know, they've got so many things in development, but when but, they're all
right,
going to hit.
Nothing.
But at least this one is the most concrete in the terms of even having an actor attached to it, because most of the other ones don't have anybody. This one at least has Rosario Dawson attached to it. So that would be cool. I just wonder, like, her name's also been thrown around a lot for She-Hulk. And I don't know what this would do to that.
That would be odd. Two different, I mean, your opposite sides here.
Well, opposite sides, but I mean, she's already in the Marvel camp anyways.
Right.
Because of all the Netflix stuff, but that's all finished now. So
is it though?
Well,
you don't know.
I think it is.
It's,
but again, there's, you know, Vertigo is definitely DC. HBO Max would be DC. So whether she could, you know, work on both sides of the fence or not, I mean, there's no law against it. It's just whether scheduling allows.
Right.
You know, usually you don't see people involved in two different shows at the same time because
as we're talking, I'm trying to think. Yeah. I'm sure there's somebody and people are going to like tweet at us and go, well, what about this person and this person? It's, you know, I'm sure there's somebody. There's definitely people that have gone to both sides, but not
for sure,
at the same
but it's
time.
Whether, right. I just don't know what the scheduling would look like for either one of those. Now, again, She-Hulk is nowhere close on the horizon either. So, she could definitely do both.
But that's just a rumor as well, though, isn't it?
Well, that's just a rumor as well. She's just one of the fan casting choices for the character. But it's been thrown around multiple times. But she's also been linked to Ahsoka Tano for Star Wars. People like Rosario, so they throw her name around a lot. But this one is the most concrete, it seems, as far as being actually attached to something. So, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And then, looks like today also Netflix announced a Witcher animated movie.
I had that one.
I was wondering if this is what they were teasing for later this year. But I don't think so, because animated movies take a long time. So I don't think that's what they were teasing when they said we may get something later this year. But that's still interesting news that they're willing to go, you know, on with the character. It's kind of like they have two He-Man shows getting ready to happen at the same time. So, like, they're buying into properties and kind of –
hitting
doing
them
multiple,
against each other?
Well, no, but they're doing – they have multiple projects with these IPs that they, that they own, which is cool. Like I said, even with the He-Man, I wouldn't expect them to both be airing at the same time, so they're not going to compete with each other. But it's the first time we've really seen them have multiple projects around the same IP. Like, there's not two different Stranger Things shows happening or anything like that, but – it's just really cool. I'd be interested to see what they do. Because, again, The Witcher comes from a pretty rich world as far as the literature goes. And there's a lot to mine there. I just wonder what, you know, what kind of story they're going to be telling. Whether we're going to get
either.
The same. Yeah, I know my Alexa just, I wasn't going to say anything, but it probably got caught. The Alexa two rooms over just started squawking for some reason. And now that I've said her name twice, the one on my desk is lighting up and getting ready to talk too. But I just wonder, like, if they're going to try to tell the same stories in two different formats, like if we're going to get the same story repeated in the anime that, you know, we get in the live action show. Again, details are pretty sketchy at this point. Like, we don't really know a whole lot, but, there is that. And then the last but not least, Rick Remender, who does a lot of comic book work, just signed a 3-year deal with Sony to develop some of his properties. And it looks like Fear Agent is the first one that's up. It's going to be produced by Seth Rogen and his production company. And I don't know much about the property. I've never read it. But Rick Remender has done a lot of stuff, and he's got a lot of properties that Sony can develop based on that. So
cool.
Just another creator that's getting signed to these giant deals with these production companies.
Yep.
Because as we've said a million times, if you have a property and you have a name, they're going to sign you and give you a whole bunch of money. So
I know.
I wish I had anything. Like,
well, we have,
you know,
the
any
bright
character.
Side. I'm waiting for the call. I mean, this would be a great live action TV show. I guess.
Definitely would. Yeah. Definitely would, I think.
Especially if we leaned into the Nudie and Pretzel title.
That's right.
Wait a minute. One guy's called Pretzel? Why? The other guy's naked?
Yeah. You got to tune in to find out. Call me Netflix.
Yep. Call me anybody.
So, yeah. Hulu, Crunchyroll, food. I don't care who it is. Just call me.
All right.
That's all I have for news.
All right. Yeah. I've got, you saw our Clone Wars start streaming February 21st.
I did. Did you I don't think I'm going to be ready by then, but.
It actually got moved back because we were trying to prep for what, like the
17th? I think
17th?
It was like the 17th, yeah.
Yeah.
It got moved back a couple of days. But
yeah, that 17th's a Monday, so it got moved to Friday.
I was making good progress on it, but the last three nights in a row, I haven't been able to get through one episode before I fall asleep. Like,
well, see,
I've just been super tired for some reason.
It's tough to do. I was doing it that way.
I don't know why.
Since you gave me a little
peek. The viewing order?
Yeah, a little peek behind the curtain, which actually, let's stop saying that because we don't have curtains. Let's say like a peek under the stairs.
There you go.
So the peek under the stairs, that was part of our 40-minute conversation last week that we had before we started. Or actually, while we were
it
recording.
Was, yeah.
But yeah, you gave
didn't make it to the show.
Yeah, you gave me the schedule, and it's so much better,
isn't it?
It's so much better. It's so I didn't know that. Actually, you know what's funny is when you told me, I have a buddy at work, Zach, who listens to us. He gave me the schedule. A while ago, long time ago. And for some reason, it didn't take. And I started watching and I was just like, oh, how bad could it be? But then I was having a tough time with it. And you gave me the schedule and I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is so much better. And it flows a lot nicer. And I don't watch it just before I fall asleep because, I mean, I've tried, or if I do, and I took the schedule and I put it in my notes and I put a check next to it if I watched it. So I know where I am. If I fall asleep, I'll know.
Right.
Because you know how it just plays all night?
Yeah.
I'm like, which one was I on? And the way you got to bounce around, you don't know where you were.
I was doing good. I was knocking out four or five a night for a couple of weeks. And then the last three nights, for some reason,
but
I just can't seem to get through one of them.
Though.
I have. But
so.
It's been a long time. Like, I haven't seen it since it aired almost years ago.
It's good.
And I don't really remember a lot of it, so, and I didn't watch it in the right order either.
Well,
because
you couldn't,
it didn't air.
Because that's the way it came out.
I watched it however it aired, so, but yeah, it's really good though. I'm really enjoying it.
There's a lot of good
but I've still
stuff.
I've still got a ways to go.
Where are you now?
Try to get it
I'm
done.
I'm almost done with three.
Oh,
I'm like almost halfway done.
Midway through season two right now.
Oh, you're not too far behind.
Yeah, I've got a little ways to go, though.
Like a season back. But yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for it?
No, because I didn't want to I don't want to spoil anything for myself that I don't remember, so I didn't watch it.
Oh, I haven't even seen it, so I know. I mean...
Yeah.
It's... But it, yeah. No, it the trailer looks really good. It's supposed to lead right into, episode three.
Yeah.
And so that'll be, and it looks like it's going to be dropping weekly, of course. It'll be on Fridays.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just going to drop weekly, which that'll be fun to do too. So you have,
Until
because
that
21st,
gives me really,
but then you'll
right,
have,
but
some
even
time
if I need an extra,
up. Yeah,
if I need an extra week, I can still get caught up and only be one episode behind.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So I was on pace to be done. Until the last couple of days, I've fallen behind.
Yeah, well,
the last three nights.
Well,
so
you were. So
I just
busy.
Need an afternoon to get caught back.
You were so
up.
Busy on your birthday.
That's true.
It's like, But that's the thing is I've been cooking along really good because like I'll get into like three, four episodes and be like, all right, they're only 20 minutes. So you're like, all right, I'll do one more. The last couple of days I haven't watched any because I've been catching up on my CW. Before we get to that, one more Star Wars thing. You saw my tweet today. Star Wars Rise of Skywalker will be getting a 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray combo pack, Target exclusive digipack with the books and the four discs. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see
that. Oh, yeah. I got that.
Does it have a release date attached?
March 31st.
Okay, because if you look at Best Buy, they still haven't updated a release date for that.
Yeah, that's
9-disc set.
Yeah.
But I know the original leak from Canada was March 31st.
Yeah, it's all coming out on the. I've seen that elsewhere. Coming out on the 31st.
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, Rise of Skywalker is supposed to be coming out on March 31st. And this package here looks really good with the book and everything.
Well, it looks great, it sounds great, but I'm not getting it because I've already spent $250.
That's why I retweeted it with the comment, well, I guess it was a nice idea to have money or something.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to, because I'll probably buy that one too. You got to see if you haven't seen the package,
I haven't.
Yeah, you'll be like.
I'll have to look at your tweet later.
Yeah, I'll send that out. How about when I sent out the tweet the other day about your birthday with the pictures?
Yeah, did you see what
Martin wrote?
Yeah, about how he thought that he pictured us opposite.
So he's like, at Arkham Comics, so here's something weird. When I hear DJ, I picture someone that looks like John and vice versa. Are you guys playing with my emotions?
Yeah.
Seriously, though, happy birthday. And I was going to reply, but I figured I'd wait to the podcast. So I'm like, what emotions?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Are you attracted to a voice, but not like, is it, are
right,
the voices
but not my
you're attracted
physicality.
To is wrong? For the, you're attracted to one of our looks, but the other one's voice.
There you go.
All right, Martin, you got to come clean. Which one is it? it's like, because why are you getting emotional about this?
Because you can have DJ and I'll just sit in the corner and talk to you while you're doing it.
You're my Cyrano.
I'd be like Cyrano, yeah. I'd be like Cyrano de Bergerac.
How do you know he doesn't want you and I'm the one?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It could be the other way around. You can sit in the corner and talk.
Oh, no.
I'm easy.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, man. That's good. Oh, God. All right. Let's see. Let's get. All right. What else do I got here? Penguin. Did you? I swear to God, I saw this on Twitter. Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Was on Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was on Twitter. He was on Ellen. I think it was today. And she asked him about playing the role of Penguin, and she's like, oh, does that start shooting tomorrow? And he said, no, in 2 weeks. So we have news that Batman starts shooting in 2 weeks.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
And Black Widow in theaters in 100 days, or at the time this podcast drops, 99 days.
Yeah. So our 100-day mark, huh?
Yep. I'm really looking forward
to
that.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, we get Birds of Prey before that. That's actually our next release because that's in
2 weeks.
Just a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks. 7th, so, maybe. 20
yeah.
weeks.
Something. February 7th. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So looking forward
to
that.
That's actually our next comic release. And then we roll into Black Widow from there. And then what? We're kind of dry for a while. Eternals is when? Summertime?
November? No, we have Bloodshot.
Oh.
That's coming out in March. That was supposed to be, or February. No, that was supposed to be February, but it's now in March. Did you see the trailer for it? The latest one?
I have seen it. Yeah, I saw it.
Really good.
It was, they played it in front of Bad Boys.
Yes, they did. You're right. I thought it was, looked good.
Yeah, I'm a little lukewarm on it, but we'll see.
I thought, and look, I like Vin Diesel. I like Vin Diesel movies. I like things. Yeah. I already stated I like things that go boom. So,
right.
But I preface, I only say that to say, like, I think he's the perfect role for a guy that can't remember anything and isn't supposed to show any emotion or whatever.
Are you saying he's stupid or?
No.
Cause I didn't say that, Mr. Diesel. Yeah, just in case you're listening.
I know. Well, no, like your wife likes Will Smith movies. My wife likes Vin Diesel movies. So
right.
It's kind of like, okay, let's go. Gotta go to the theater. I don't think he's stupid. I just think like the way he portrays himself, that's his character. That's just in every movie you see, it's pretty much it. So
it's always him. Yeah, it's always Vin Diesel. Right.
So, I'm looking forward to that movie a lot. So we have that one in March. I thought there was something else in February too, but off the top of my head, I can't think of it. Let's get to this question before I wanted to talk to you about the CW, but let's get to this question we got this week from Comic Busters. Tweeted us a question at Comic Busters underscore, actually, I'm sorry, at Busters underscore comic. Tweeted at us, if you could switch any two superhero slash villains in any series or book, any at all, which would you guys want to do? And I replied, do you have an example of what you would switch? And he wrote, I would put Lex Luthor in Spider-Man's world, and I would then take Mysterio and put him in Gotham just to shake up that madness a little bit. So do you have – I have my list. I know what I'd do. What do you got?
Well, I did, but they weren't superheroes.
They were
just characters.
That's okay. It says any. It says villains in any series – hero villains in any series or book.
So heroes or villains.
Right.
Okay.
Any characters.
Yeah. So I would take Gandalf and put him in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And then I would take Tim the Enchanter and I would put him in the Lord of the Rings.
So. You're going way outside the box there.
That's actually, that's the second one I came up with. The first one was actually a little better. I would switch Darth Vader and Skeletor.
Okay.
And I would put Darth Vader in the Masters of the Universe.
And why
and
would you do that?
Skeletor. Because I wanted to see the He-Man's Sword of Eternia going against a lightsaber to see which one would win.
Okay.
And that's really the only reason. Skeletor would just be in Star Wars.
You stuck there because I have to do two.
Because I had to switch him.
Poor bastard. It's like, what the hell am I doing here? Yeah. It was the rules. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it was part of the rules. Castle Grayskull could be on Mustafar, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Be a thing. Yeah, so. So there's that.
Yeah. So I had.
I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, to be fair. DJ threw this at me at the last minute.
It was on Twitter.
I don't
read your Twitter.
You know how much I read Twitter.
I know. I forgot to give you your homework well ahead of time. Yeah. I had Spider-Man to Red Hood and Wonder Woman to Punisher. Because,
right.
Well, after I came up with it, I realized I went bright to dark on both. But my first intentions were I would love Spider-Man's attitude in Red Hood's world, dealing with Red Hood. And
right.
You know what I mean? Just his quips and his – and Red Hood's a lot darker and more way more violent.
Right.
And then you have Wonder Woman to Punisher, which is kind of the same thing, but I thought not that Wonder Woman's funny and quippy, but her just overall, like, honesty, goodness, all of, you know, everything that she has. I mean, she gets that lasso around the Punisher. Imagine how fun the things you'd learn out of that.
Right.
So I thought that would be, that's, I kind of went in that direction there, but that was my answer. Hopefully that satisfies the question.
Well, it has to satisfy the question, right?
Exactly.
I mean, thinking along those same lines, it's like you could swap, like these are the obvious because they get compared a lot, but swapping Batman and the Punisher, you know, putting the Punisher in Gotham with that
right,
rogues gallery.
It's kind of the same now,
yeah,
you know?
And then putting Batman into, you know, the Punisher's world. But I don't know what would be different on that side. You know, if you put Punisher in Gotham, it's just the Punisher trying to kill
right.
Batman's rogues gallery. But I don't know what the – like if you put Batman into the Punisher's world, like, what would really be, what would change, you know?
Right. Well, that's why I kind of put Spider-Man with Red Hood, because I don't know of, do you know of anything in Red Hood's world, in DC, that's like Spider-Man? That's as bright and quippy and,
Well, not the same.
The closest I would get would.
It would be one of the Rob, like Tim Drake or one of the, like even Dick Grayson, you know.
Yeah. That's,
is similar Damian. To a Spider-Man. Yeah. With the, Damian, not so much, because Damian doesn't have the sense of humor.
I think,
like,
he
Damian's
does.
Very serious.
But he, like, but he, it's so funny though. He's,
it's funny
a dry
to
humor.
Us,
yes,
but he's not trying to be
right,
funny.
You're right.
It's
but
funny
I find
to the
it
reader.
Funny. That's what, cause right. That's why I was going to say Damian, because I know he's not trying to be funny, but as a reader, it's like, it is fun to read.
It
him.
Always comes off funny yeah. to us. Right.
Yeah.
But he's dead serious in what he's saying.
I know. He's like a little adult.
Right. He's like a little Hitler is what he is, really.
It's like, but, well, I wouldn't go that far. But yeah, it's, but then like having Wonder Woman
actually,
in Punisher's world, there's nobody like Wonder Woman in Punisher's world. There's.
Did you read, are you reading Legion of Superheroes?
No.
Okay. So in
that didn't
episode,
I read issue one and it didn't grab me.
Yeah, in issue 3, they bring John Kent goes back and brings Damian forward into the future. And when he gets there, they all freak out and they immediately send him back. And then one of the characters says, can you believe that was the real Damian Wayne or the Robin or whatever? And you think it was they respected him because of him
who
being
was,
Robin,
right.
But it wasn't. They referred to him as the Hitler of Gotham. And
really?
So
there's an understory there when he grows
something,
up.
Something, yeah. But now obviously they're trying, their story that they're trying to do in Legion is trying to kind of prevent that from happening. But at some point there's a story there where Damian does something pretty bad in Gotham. So
it's kind of like what's going on in CW with Diggle.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
And I didn't even think about that when I mentioned him as the Hitler, but then it sparked that memory in
so
my mind
have
of reading.
They literally have said
right,
that.
They just said that last
You've
week.
You've
got to
be doing something
comic.
Pretty bad in comic
to
books
be referred
to be
as the
Hitler.
Yeah.
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 That's next level stuff. Let's see. I don't think I have anything else. Have you been watching have you been keeping up on the CW this week with the new shows?
I've watched everything except for Legends.
Oh.
I haven't watched Legends.
Legends is pretty good. Legends is pretty good.
Yeah, I just didn't have time this morning before work, but I watched Batgirl and Supergirl on Batwoman rather and Supergirl on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then I watched Arrow this morning before I went to work. So, which Arrow was kind of a cheat, I thought, because
well, you know what's funny is I wonder if they I feel like they filmed all these episodes and then they reversed the order, because did you notice they talked about in I can't remember which episode it was, one of them had already talked about Oliver's wake his funeral, and
they talked about that
hasn't happened yet.
Well, they were talking about it in Arrow, but it was in 2040, so they were referencing
the
past.
Yeah, it wasn't that, though. It was something else. I thought it was something else.
I just kind of felt
it was that.
Not that it was a bad episode, but I felt like we got cheated a little bit, because we were promised 10 episodes of Arrow this year.
Yeah.
And that really was not an episode of Arrow. That was the pilot for the Canaries.
We kind of figured that.
But I knew it was going to be like somewhat of a pilot. I didn't think the entire episode, like they didn't even attempt to answer any questions about Oliver. Like,
no,
it was literally a pilot for the new series, which actually ends on a cliffhanger that we're gonna have to wait until next season to find out what happens.
Well,
you know,
that's their job. That was they executed that perfectly. I just kind of felt like it was
cheap, because we talked last week about, you know, how they were going to fill two episodes with Oliver being missing, and then they just jumped this whole episode You know,
well, have you seen on IMDb, if you go on there now and you look at next week's episode of Arrow, and they have pictures from the episode already, so we know Felicity's going to be in it, but there's a bunch
I knew that. Yeah.
There's a bunch of other characters, too, that you probably didn't know about that.
Well, I know his mother's coming back.
His mother's back. It's basically everybody from the original show, pretty much, that I've seen. But the other one that I saw that I think I saw in the picture, she's off to the right-hand side of the picture, right at the edge of the frame. It's his sister, not Speedy. The other half-sister. It looked like she was in the frame, too. What's her name? She was in last season.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember her name off the top of my head. But, yeah, so she's in it. The only – there's no – obviously no pictures of Oliver.
Right.
And it's – oh, and there's a picture of Barry in there, too. So he shows up at the funeral.
Right.
He's talking to Felicity in the shot that I saw. So – I think Oliver comes back. I think you're gonna see him back. I mean, it is his show.
But it could be his funeral. Like we know he appears in flashbacks because they say go back to the beginning and they're gonna give us flashbacks of his origins and all that. But I don't know if we actually see a live flesh and blood.
Sarah Lance is back there again.
I don't know if we see a live Oliver in this episode. It could just be his memoriam, and he could be dead. So I don't know. We'll have to see. But
yep.
You know, like I said, I didn't dislike the show necessarily, but I felt a little cheated that it wasn't really an episode of Arrow.
I knew exactly what I was getting. I mean, the title says it right there, so.
Yeah.
I thought Supergirl was really good. I'm really liking what they're doing since the crossover. And if you haven't been watching it, it's a good time to jump on. That's kind of why I wanted to see what I even watched Black Lightning. I thought that was pretty good.
I didn't watch it.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was good. And I mean, it's they're mixing in the crossover in every episode so far.
They have. They brought it into Batwoman, and they brought it into Supergirl, obviously. Supergirl seems to be the most affected.
Yes, so far.
So far.
I think Flash will be, too.
Yeah.
But they're the oldest shows. So.
Yeah, we haven't seen Flash. Flash doesn't come back for another couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Which is weird that it's gone for so long when everything else is back. Like, I'm not quite sure why it's gone for so long.
I don't know.
But,
it's got to be the mystery of what happened to Iris.
Yeah.
The more I think about that, I mean, listening back to our conversation, I was like, yeah, you're right. They've got to be doing something with Iris.
I don't know, but it's a little irritating.
And you know what? but you know what else is funny? You mentioned it in the podcast, her hair. I'm wondering if it's going to be a different Iris and she'll have different hair. You know what
maybe.
I
mean?
It's like, because you were really hung up on
deal.
That. Yeah.
Well, because they made a big deal about it before the season started.
I know.
That she was going to have her hair curly, and they never did it.
No, I know. Not yet. But maybe that was
when she comes
Easter
back
egg.
From the crossover.
I know you did. And I'm saying maybe that was like a little Easter egg over the summer. Like, I got different hair. And it's like, I'm going to be a different person. It's like, because like you said over the summer, that irritated you. Like, why would you care about your hair? And then it comes to find out, maybe she comes back as straight-haired evil Iris. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, but maybe that had a purpose to it. You know, maybe that whole tweet about her hair being straight had a purpose to it, kind of like to hint when, and it, you know, people wouldn't even know what it meant, but guess what it means, you know? So we'll see in a couple of weeks. Look at us talking about hairstyles.
I know. No subject goes untouched on the bright side.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right, is that all we got? You ready to get into some comic books?
I think so.
All right. Since it's been a long time tonight, let's get in. Yeah, I know. Let's get into some books here. What am I going to spend my money on this week?
All right. So there's actually a few books this week on Speculator Roundup. The first one is Batman Beyond number 40. In this issue, they reveal the Batwoman Beyond's identity. So, you know, she's been kicking around for a few months, I think since issue 35 of Batman Beyond. So this one's getting some interest. Looks like the regular cover is selling for $13 and the variant cover is selling for about $18. So, definitely, you know, be a good pickup for you if you can get them off the rack at cover price.
Yep. We may talk about that one later.
Yeah. I haven't read any of it. So, if you've read it, yeah, we can talk about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, no, I'd be interested because I don't read Batman Beyond, actually. I never do. I don't really like the character that much.
I like the show, and I've read a couple in the past.
I liked the show too, but for some reason, when I started reading the comic, I just never really got into it. All right, so next on the list is Excalibur number 6. There's a Dark Phoenix variant that has a little bit of interest. It could be because a lot of stores didn't qualify for it, because you did have to order a certain number of books to get it. It's selling for $5 to $8, so, you know, it's not crazy over cover price, but, it is selling for, you know, a couple dollars over. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just had a question. Is that spelled right?
What?
In our description? Qualified Coker?
Coker was the artist.
Oh, okay. That's the name? Qualified Coker?
It was a qualified variant. You had to qualify to get it.
Oh. It just, the way it's
that's
written.
Why I just said Dark Phoenix variant. I know what it means. The notes are for me.
Oh, okay. No, I was actually going to, sometimes I leave that in the notes so people know which variant to get.
Just put the Dark Phoenix variant.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to qualify. These were qualifier issues.
Well, just to let everybody know, my notes here say qualified Coker.
That's the artist, though. The artist is Coker. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's why I was asking.
That's why when you move on to the next one, Marauders number 6, it says qualified Davis Dark Phoenix variant. This is the same situation. This is the Marauders number 6 variant. This one is selling for a little bit more, $8 to $15. But then there's some copies on eBay that are below cover price. So, it's a weird mix there.
Yeah.
Again, if you can grab this one at cover price, it'd be worth picking up. And then last but not least, we have Web of Venom Good Son issue number 1. This one here, you want to look at the 1 in 25 variant. It's selling for $40 to $45, so almost double ratio on that one, which, you know, Venom books tend to go a little bit above ratio because he's such a popular character. So, again, that one's probably not on the rack anyways at cover price, but, you know, depending on what you can get it for, it may be worth picking it up. And that's it as far as speculator books go for the week.
All right, let's quickly move into some back issue bonus books.
All right, so piggybacking off of Speculator Corner, we have Batman Beyond at number 25. So this is the first appearance of Elena Grayson, who we find out in Batman Beyond 40 is Batwoman Beyond. So that's not her first appearance as Batwoman Beyond, but it's her first appearance as Elena Grayson. You know, people are rushing to pick this up now at about $30. Seems to be the going price for that. New Mutants issue 18. We have the first appearance of Demon Bear. I don't know if people think that he's going to appear in the New Mutants movie or what's going on with that. There are a lot of copies of this book out there, but seems like it's selling for about $20 right now. Again, I don't know what the longevity of that is, but it may be worth a pickup for now. And then finally, we have Spider-Man number 76. This is from the 1990 series that Todd McFarlane started. And this one has some connections to Morbius, which again, it's not Morbius's first appearance or anything, but he's here and, you know, anything having to do with Morbius right now is kind of heating up because of the trailer. this one's selling for $10 to $20 at the moment. So, You know, again, if you can pick it up relatively cheap, it'd be worth grabbing. And that's it for back issue bonus.
All righty. What do we have for FOC for next Monday?
All right. So from Dark Horse Comics, we have Bang issue number one. It's a new series, and there's two covers for that. From DC, we have variant covers for Flash issue 750. So this is got the decades covers like we saw this week with Wonder Woman 750. So there's 10-plus covers available for that. And this is going to be a big $9.99 issue. So definitely I would look at these and get your order in for your specific covers, because stores may not order all of them, or at least in a quantity. So telling the stores which ones you want would definitely be helpful. Flash Forward issue number 6 has an In-Hyuk Lee variant cover. Justice League 41, Jamal Campbell. And Legion of Superheroes number 4, Alex Garner. I like the Flash Forward cover, actually.
I was going to say, I'm In-Hyuk Lee. You got to be. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but typically that's, we like In-Hyuk.
I like him, yeah. New series from DC, we have Deceased Unkillables number 1. This is going to be a 3-issue series. There's 3 covers there. And
I have
Plunge.
A question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Deceased Unkillables? Sounds like it is. Yeah. We'll
you're,
have to read it to find
and
out.
Unkillable? How's that possible?
Yep. Well, yeah,
I
they
don't
were
mean
deceased raised from the dead, right? I don't know. Well, in Deceased, they weren't really dead. They were zombified, right? So,
well, you had to be dead first. You're deceased.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was called Deceased, but I don't know if any of them actually died. They just got turned into these, like, techno zombies. So I don't know.
You see what I'm saying, though, right?
I didn't write it.
I know.
I just report the news. I don't write it.
Okay, I'm trying to show that I am paying attention, and I tried to make a funny, and you're picking on me.
I'm not picking on you.
I'm
going to
go
going
sit back here
you.
In my corner again.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Also, we have Plunge, issue number 1. This is another Hill House horror comic that's coming. There's going to be 6 issues there, and there's 2 covers. From IDW. Now, I don't know how to pronounce this or what it means, but it's Crow Lethe. I don't know what Lethe is or means, but this is the Crow, you know, that we all know and love. Issue number 1 of 3. So it's another, that's a new mini series, and there's 2 covers.
If I was in my corner, I'd help you out, but.
Oh, well, if you know what Lethe means, you can come on in and tell me.
No idea. No idea.
All right, then. Well, then go back in your corner and be quiet. And then we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Jenica, issue number 1 of 3, and there's 2 covers there. From Image, we have On the Stump, issue 1, 2 covers. And from Marvel, we have Captain America number 19. This is Jung John Yoon, the Gwen Stacy variant cover. I actually like that one quite a bit, too. That's really cool. Captain Marvel number 15, Emanuela Lupacino, Gwen Stacy variant cover. And then Deadpool number 3, David Yardine. That's the Marvel's X variant. New series, we have 2020 Machine Man, issue number 1. So this is part of the event with Iron Man 2020 that we talked about last week.
Yep.
This is just a 2-issue miniseries, so it's literally the definition of miniseries. You can't have any fewer issues than 2.
Otherwise, it's not called a series.
It's right, it's just a one-shot. Yep. So there's 3 covers there. Marvel's Voices, issue number 1. There's multiple covers here. I don't even know what this is. I had a hard time figuring it out, but it seems like it's about podcasting. Like, it's a bunch of the podcasters talking about Marvel characters, but they've put it in comic book form, so I don't really know what that is. But
should have
it's
a
coming out.
Side comic.
Yep, it's coming out, and there's multiple covers for it. And then Wolverine, issue number 1. This has way too many variant covers. but this is the official second wave of the Dawn of X titles. that are starting this month and then going into next month. So a lot of people are looking forward to Wolverine. Hasn't had his own standalone series in a while, so should be pretty good. And then last but not least, from Zenoscope, we have two books. We have Conspiracy Area 51, number one, and I imagine it's a miniseries, but it didn't say how many issues. And then Van Helsing versus the League of Monsters. Also, just issue number one, also has to be a miniseries, but it didn't specify. And both of these have the standard five covers that Zenoscope usually has. So that's it for FOC.
All right. That was good. Yeah. Hey, instead of book club, I got a new name. Mm. It's late. It's time to go. What's the last thing we do? What do you do when you're in a store? You check out.
Check out.
What did we check out this week?
All right.
And maybe you want to check it out. Who knows? But check out. Like, bright side means multiple things. Check out means a bunch of things. So, John, what did you check out this week?
All right. Well, I checked out Red Sonja, Age of Chaos, issue number one. This is from Dynamite Comics, written by Eric Burnham, with art by Jonathan Lau, cover by Lucio Perillo. So this is basically Red Sonja meeting the Chaos cast of characters. Chaos Comics, as Evil Ernie, Purgatory, there's Chastity, there's several characters there. So this is just basically a mixing of two comic book companies doing a crossover. It's the first time Red Sonja has met any of these characters. So there was a lot of setup here because it felt like they had to deal with a lot of characters. Almost the entire book dealt with the Chaos characters for the most part. Red Sonja appears for a little bit in the beginning, back in her age, you know, back in her time. And yep. Then we jump kind of forward to the present day where we interact with all the Chaos characters. And then Red Sonja pops back up again at the end. So, me not being familiar with a lot of these characters, I don't read any of those Chaos comics. It's not like I was lost because you didn't have to know a lot of background on all of them.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who any of them were, so it's kind of like you feel out of place a little bit when you're reading characters that you don't know.
Yeah.
I do know Red Sonja. This seems like it's going to be pretty fun, though. Quick setup without giving too many spoilers. You know, Red Sonja's main villain is a sorcerer called Kulan Gath. He resurrects. Like, she kills him all the time. He keeps resurrecting and coming back to life. So she kills him, takes his item of power, and thinks that she's going to keep him from resurrecting. She takes it, and she throws it in the middle of the ocean, and she thinks that's going to be it. You know, fast forward to current times, and somebody has dug this thing up, and all of the Chaos characters are trying to get it because it's an item of power, and they all think that it'll make them basically unstoppable. So that's kind of where it is. Like, the whole book is kind of those characters kind of fighting to get a hold of this artifact. And then it kind of ends with a little bit of a cliffhanger, you know, waiting to see what's going to happen next. So, you know, it seemed interesting. I'm not going to say I loved it. I like Red Sonja a lot, but this one was, maybe because it didn't have a lot to do with her. She wasn't really in it very much. We'll have to wait and see how she somehow finds herself interacting with these characters. I don't know if they're going back in time or she's going to go forward in time. You know, I'm not quite sure how they're going to interact with each other. So we'll have to see. For me, the jury's out on this one. I didn't love it so much that I can't wait for the next one. But I'll probably continue to read it just to see what happens with the characters.
Cool.
So.
All right. My book, Batman Beyond, number 40.
All right.
DC Comics, written by Dan Jurgens, art by Sean Chen. And so I'm going to read the synopsis that they give you, It's Batwoman is doing her, Batwoman is doing her best to find Blight, but time is running out. The evil villain is looking to take Terry's body for good, which would give him a whole new lease on his criminal life. And rather than wait for Batwoman to come join him, Blight takes the fight to her. Meanwhile, Bruce Wayne is surprised to find a blast from his past has returned. So if you just read that and you and you're not reading Batman Beyond, I don't really feel like that is going to grab you, because right. That kind of tells you there's stuff going on in the past. What are you coming into? Well, I got to the store today and Slade did a great job upselling me. He's like, "Ooh, you might want to grab this one. There's a reveal." I was like, "All right." So I typically listen, and I read it, and I thought they did a really good job. If you haven't read Batman Beyond before, it's not a bad book to start, because I feel like this book feels like it was written with that upsell in mind, that people may pick this up for the first time. So a lot of that stuff, they give you enough background at the beginning of the story that you're like, "Oh, okay." And if you're a normal reader or a regular reader of this book, you're going to know the story, you follow right along, and you're fine. But if you're new to it, there's enough backstory in here that you know exactly who every character is. They did a good job explaining that while keeping the story moving. And then, yes, there is the reveal at the end that we've pretty much given away already here.
Right.
But then there's the other reveal of, from Bruce Wayne's past. I like it. I added it to my pull list. I thought it was pretty good, and it's fun. It's not, the art is bright. It's different. Not different. I'm sorry. It's just simple and it's fun. Right. And I liked the story too. I liked the backstory. I might actually pick up, maybe go back 10 issues and read those or something. Right. But I thought it was worth it. So
cool.
And I really liked the way that it was. I really felt reading it that they did it that way on purpose, knowing that people are going to be like maybe picking it up for the first time. Right. So give it a chance. I think give it a chance. I thought it was pretty good.
Cool.
So the next one we both read.
Okay.
Why don't you start? Because you had it on the list first.
All right. So Guardians of the Galaxy issue number one, of course, Marvel Comics. This was written by Al Ewing. It had art by Juan Cabal, cover art by Ron Lim. So this is one that I was a little skeptical on, because this is, I think, the third reboot of Guardians of the Galaxy in the last 3 years that I can think of. The last series just ended. And I didn't love that one. It was written by Donny Cates, who I do actually like, but I didn't think the series was that great. So I was a little lukewarm on this. Picked it up really just because it was a number one, and there wasn't a lot of number ones to read this week. And I like Al Ewing because he's been doing the Immortal Hulk. And, I've liked the Immortal Hulk for the most part, although I have fallen off of that one lately too. It's gone a little bit downhill for me, but. Anyways, I digress.
It's tough to keep up with everything, too.
It is. But anyway, so I went into this one kind of like I went into Bad Boys 3, not really expecting a whole lot. And I was pleasantly surprised. I actually did enjoy this book. I thought the writing was good. I liked some of the characterization, especially with Gamora. And there was Drax had a couple of funny moments in there. And so did Rocket. So I think this looks fun. So far for me, the Guardians of the Galaxy comics just haven't had the fun that the movies have had. And every time I get into one, I'm looking to capture that magic that, I have from watching the movies. And they never really seem to do it for me. And I'm not going to say this one did either, but I liked it more than I've liked them in the last couple of go-arounds. This seems a little bit more fun. It's bringing back the Olympus gods, which, we haven't really seen in a while in Marvel. And, overall, I thought it was pretty good and I enjoyed it. So I'd be interested to hear what you had to say about it.
Ditto? Okay. No. So have a good night, everybody.
Right.
No, I actually, almost the exact same impression as you. I came into it with low expectations, but for different reasons. I haven't been a Guardians fan as well. Like, right. You know, but for kind of a different reason. So getting back into comics, this is one of the books that I've kind of steered away from because there's so many characters. You go into it knowing there's multiple characters, similar right. to like what we talked about with Titans and Mandalorian, the TV shows. Mandalorian, yeah. very simple. One character, you can follow it. It's easy. Titans is, you know, a ton of stories going on.
Right.
So this one almost felt like it would overwhelm me jumping into the middle of a story. Right. So when the number one came out today, I was like, you know what? I wasn't going to read it. And then I was going to read it. And then I was like, no, all right, I'll read it. And the same thing, I was pleasantly surprised because I feel like they simplified things a little bit because they redid the team.
Right.
And they explained everything. It felt fresher to me than it wasn't the old Guardians that we knew that you had to. So now if I don't have the backstory, it's still, you know what I mean? It still feels fresh. So I'm going to get the backstory.
Right.
So I did. I really liked it. I thought it had the good humor. Rocket was great.
Yeah.
And it's another bright, fun book. Bright colors, bright, you know, I thought it was. You're right. It's not like the movie, but right. I thought it was good. I liked it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely worth a pickup. Especially, like I said, considering there weren't a lot of new number ones this week. If you're looking for something new to read, it's definitely a worthwhile.
Yeah.
Worthwhile to grab.
Check out anything else this week?
I read quite a few books today, actually. Unfortunately, I had plenty of time to read today. So, I read all the Batman stuff. I read Superman. I read Justice League.
All right.
Hellmouth or whatever it's called.
I read Batman 87. I read yeah. Batman Superman.
Yep.
I read Curse of the White Knight.
Read all those.
What'd you think of that one?
Curse of the White Knight I liked quite a bit. You know, I liked the whole series, so yes. This is just kind of more of the same. There was a little bit of a, I don't want to say it was a cliffhanger because it didn't really end the book, but
no.
There's something that happened that was jarring.
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. In here, which I liked.
I like the story too. I mean, what do you think of that story without giving anything away? Because if you haven't read this story at this point, wait for the trade because I think this is going to be a great trade.
Yeah, well, and there was a little bit of a, I said there wasn't really a cliffhanger, but there was a little bit of a reveal right at the end that I didn't see coming. So,
yeah.
That was definitely interesting. Yeah, I like the story. I like it. Like I said, I like it a lot.
It's really interesting where they get the curse from.
Right.
And it's something that in all of Batman history and Batman lore you know better than I would. That's a very interesting way to make a new comic book out of Batman.
Yeah.
They haven't done that before, have they?
No, they haven't. I mean, this, like I said, there's lots of Elseworlds type Batman stories, and that's what this is also. I mean, it's not in the main continuity at all, but it's very interesting. Really good story. I'm with you. I mean, if you could go out and pick up all six issues somewhere, you know, I would go ahead and get them and not wait for the trade. But the problem is you're going to have a hard time picking
doing
them all
that,
up
right.
now. Yeah. So, yeah, at this point, this was issue six. There's only eight. There's two more. So, you know, it's
you've
three or
waited
four months.
This long.
Yeah.
You wait
you might
a few
as well
months
just wait
to
and
get
the trade.
But it's definitely – we'll have to definitely talk that up when it
yeah,
comes
it'll,
out.
Yeah, it'll
so
definitely
good.
Be worth – it's a definitely a good read. So,
yeah.
I do recommend it.
Did you read Hill House? I'm sorry, Basket Full of Heads?
No.
You didn't
yet.
Get that today? Oh.
No. Well, I mean, I haven't read that one yet.
Yeah. And, all right, what did you think of 87, Batman 87?
I still don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't. I don't like it. I don't like the way I don't like his take on Bruce and Selina. Like, I thought their exchange at the beginning was very awkward. and it was not written nearly as well as Tom King was doing their relationship.
I don't think it's on purpose, but I don't think that's his forte. That's not what he's going to be doing.
Right.
We're going to get plenty of that when Tom King picks it up later.
Well, yes, but if their relationship is going to go forward with them being semi-married or whatever they are, other writers are still going to have to tackle them being a couple. So,
right.
Well, I get some writers are stronger at one thing than others, and maybe Tinian's forte is not, you know, witty dialogue between married couples.
Right.
I just thought that, like, their voice was off throughout this book.
About it? Without giving it away, what'd you think about his new vehicle in this one? Because didn't he say, like, almost every book is going
to be... Yeah, I was trying to think, what was it? But now I remember. Yeah, well, it was different. It was different.
I enjoyed the book.
Is it a vehicle? Because it was more like a one-time use thing, right? Like, yeah. I don't think you're going to be able to do that again. But
no,
I guess it's a vehicle.
But that's what I mean. It's like he was going to bring new and exciting vehicles in. And
yeah.
Yep. That was new.
Yeah, he's supposed to have something new every issue.
Every issue, right.
Yeah.
And so, that's what I mean. I'm enjoying it because, again, I think it's making Batman fun again.
Yeah.
Where Tom King's was more serious and emotional. I think he's just trying to simplify it, and it's not as fun as I would have liked the way you heard it portrayed when they were promoting it, but I'm still enjoying it. I still enjoy Batman. I didn't get to read Detective Comics from this week.
That was a little bit of a letdown too, I thought.
Was it?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Probably going to read it.
First of all, because now we're in the middle of January and we're still kind of getting Christmas books. Because
yeah, it started
this was
that
like,
way. And it was
yeah,
like, what?
This is the second part of the one that started obviously last issue with Bruce lighting the Christmas tree for Gotham.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I'm like, why are we getting these Christmas books in January?
Yep. I read the first couple pages, and I think that's why I stopped because I was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm gonna see if I got something else here.
That's a little out of place, but yeah, I didn't like. Although there is a little interesting, there's an interesting story point that I liked because I had never considered it before. Okay. And if you haven't read it yet, I'm not going to spoil it, but it has to do with a monster. I'll leave it at that, and maybe you'll see it when you read it. If not, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But it was an interesting take that I'd never seen before. But other than that, I think the book overall was a little bit of a letdown. Really the best, you know, there was like 5 Batman books this week, and the only one that was really any good, I think, was White Knight. Cause I didn't think Batman Superman was all that great either.
Really? I like that one.
What bothered me about that one, because again, we're talking, like, DC scheduling seems way out of whack here, because we're reading Batman Superman issue 6, whatever it was, 6, I don't even know.
But in
the story, it referenced 2 other books that it was connected to. One was, Infected Supergirl, and I think the other one was Infected Deathbringer. And it says, you know, this story takes place after these or whatever. I guess my thinking is that if that's true, then why didn't we schedule them that way? Like, why don't we get this book first, and then we get the Infected books afterwards?
Right.
Instead of reading something like, there was a scene with Wonder Woman in there when she basically says she's going after Donna Troy. And then it says, to see this whole story, go to this book, which we already read a month ago.
Right.
So it just seemed weird to me. Like they don't have their scheduling in place.
See, that doesn't bother me because I don't necessarily – you read pretty much everything because it comes in the store. You try to read it.
Yeah, I
don't
do.
Necessarily read all the offshoots, so that doesn't bother me as much because I'm just like, if it's an intriguing story, I might try to grab it, but it's,
well, it just struck me today because I was like, oh, that book I've already read, but I don't remember what happened. So now I'm kind of like, I feel like I have a dangling cliffhanger that I kind of have to go back and read that book again, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But overall, I just didn't think the story was super strong.
I liked where the story went. I liked the meaning of the story too.
And then let me ask you this, because maybe I missed something, and this might be a little bit of a spoiler, but in Batman 87, there was a lot of talk about Bullock being commissioner.
Yeah,
like, is Gordon dead? Like, where's Gordon in the Batman timeline? Like,
well, that was him in Batman Superman.
Right, but they're not, obviously not, they're not taking place at the exact same time. So, because in Batman, they're not referencing any of the infected characters. So I just was like, where's Gordon? Are we supposed to assume he dies in the infected storyline? And if that's true, that's a spoiler that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I just, it just struck me that, like, I don't know where Gordon is. In that timeline.
I'm trying to remember, too, in 87 where he is.
Yeah.
I just know Bullock's commissioner. Did he retire?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't know where Gordon is.
I think he retired. I'd have to look that up.
I don't remember. But somebody that knows more than we do will tell us, I guess. But
I didn't think anybody knew more than you do. Now I'm kind of disappointed.
I didn't think so either, but, you know, that's just my personal opinion. But I just was like, I just felt like I missed something because I was thinking, where's Gordon in all of this? And I did think about, I did think about the infected storyline, but, you know, those things don't seem like they're taking place at the same time. The events are not coincide, you know, they don't jive with each other. So I don't know if this takes place after infected and maybe he dies.
Right.
In there? I don't know.
I thought they did take place at the same time, though. I thought because they reference each other, they reference the other books. And he's
all the Justice League stuff. No, the Justice League isn't the infected stuff either.
No, no.
The only thing that's really infected is the is like the one offs and then the story that's the Justice League, the Hellmouth story or whatever that's going on. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure, but it just struck me that I didn't know where the hell Gordon was in that book. So,
no, but in Batman Superman, I liked where that story was. I like what that story's doing with their whole relationship part of it at the end.
That was cool.
What they're developing into, and then where the story is going next, I thought was kind of interesting too. So, I think that's going to be a good one as well as a trade. How many more does that one have?
I don't think it ends. I mean, as far as I know, it's
really?
Going to continue for a while. I don't remember it being a limited series.
I like it as a series. I really look forward to that one.
You know what? I don't think it was necessarily a bad book on its own, but I feel like I'm done with those stories. Like
post-apocalyptic.
No, but I'm done with the infected stuff, and I'm done with the Year of the Villain stuff. Like,
Leviathan?
I feel like I've read enough of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, the Year of the Villain, which I get it, Year of, but the entire last year was Year of the Villain stuff in Justice League.
Uh-huh.
It's spilling over into this year, and it's like, I'm just tired of that now.
Yeah.
I want to move on to new stories.
That's a great point.
And I feel like I've gotten way too much infected, and I've gotten too much Perpetua, and I'm done with it, and I just want something new. So maybe I'm just getting a little irritable because I'm wanting to move on.
And 50.
And I'm 50. I'm get off my lawn kind of when it comes to these things.
But you know what's so funny is, like, I think that's why I'm liking books like Batman Beyond and Guardians.
Right, because they're different.
It's different. Yeah. It's new. And even the Batman Beyond is different. And even the Batman 87, a little different. It's a little more fun. And that's what I'm kind of looking for. Because a lot of the stuff I've been reading lately, even like Basketful of Heads, it's funny, but it's serious too. It's a horror book. But I want something lighter, something fun. Funner.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I just feel like it's getting a little stale, and I'm just ready for something, something fresh. Because even like the Justice League Odyssey that I read, it's related to Perpetua. Like, it's all related.
Yeah.
Everything's related back to this Year of the Villain stuff.
That's why you gotta go to indie books, but nothing really came out this week.
No, not this week. But
Do
I
we have
been
ones
reading
coming
a lot more.
Next week?
What's that?
Any number ones coming next week for indie books?
Protector number one, which I think is Boom, might be Image. I'm not 100% sure. And I'll definitely read that because, like I said, in most of the books I've been bringing up lately that I've liked have been indie books.
Right.
And I think it's just because I feel very stale.
What's
with
the
DC
one that came
right
out
now?
This week, it wasn't a one. It was the one to read. It's slipping my mind.
Well, Once in Future came
Once
out.
Once in Future
I
came out.
I just haven't read.
I haven't
gotten to read it
yet. Yeah.
But I feel like
Most I like of to DC absorb that one. That's such a good story.
Yeah, I do too. I'm looking forward to that. You know, Nightwing is very stale right now. I just feel like a lot of DC is stale. Like, it just, they need to freshen it up and get some new stuff happening.
Well, I think they're trying, and that, you know, they're changing things up a bit with,
well, they
know,
are,
Tinian,
and you know, we get a new creative team on Justice League in next month. So I feel like these things are coming to an end. Like, I think the Hellmouth or whatever, the Justice League thing, will probably be the end of the infected stuff. So I think it is wrapping up. I'm ready for it to be done, and I'm just, like I said, I feel a little bit stale with a lot of this stuff.
Freshen things up. Go back and read Superman Year One. That's a nice change of pace.
Well, I mean, Wonder Woman Dead Earth is coming out, so I can read that.
I gotta go check on the fire.
Yeah. It just feels like everything in DC, like everything's connected into this one kind of big story, and it's all just getting old. And they just need to have, like I said, they need to get a shot in the arm and get some new stuff going. So hopefully that's coming, you know, in the next couple of months, and maybe I'll feel good about some of these books again. But I've just kind of felt myself getting a little bored with them lately. So
yeah, well, and it'll, you know, I can't say I'm getting bored, but I am finding myself attracted to different types of books now. And like I said, Batman Beyond was fun. I'm kind of looking forward to something else that's fun. You know, I mean, Guardians is fun. So we'll see.
Yeah, like I said, Guardians I thought was pretty good. Oh, I did get a chance, not that it came out this week, but I went back and read Jessica Jones. And I did enjoy that quite a bit. Yeah, I liked it.
Isn't that the ending?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Definitely a cliffhanger for issue two.
Now, be honest. You didn't see that coming.
I did not. Did not see that coming.
I don't think anybody would. So,
well, now the only thing with this is these are actually reprint stories. This was a digital series from 2018.
Okay.
So the answers are out there. You could actually probably go online and get the whole thing right now. I won't, because I'll just wait for the books to come out.
Yeah.
For me, this is a new story, because I didn't read it. But these are actually reprint books.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't see that coming. and I enjoyed it. And I liked the storytelling, like you were talking about with the Polaroids and, you know, her.
Yeah, that was cool. It was like, you know, it's just a cool way to do it, because it's like, it's what you would actually do, but
it is,
was
but
her
I've never really seen it done
it.
That way. Yeah. So I, like I said, I enjoyed it.
That was cool.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it for this week?
Yeah, I think so.
All righty. All right. So that's it for this week. What do we want to do on Monday? What do we do?
On Monday, we're doing Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yeah. Right. Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah. I forgot to watch it when I was off all day on my birthday. I had to watch it last night. I was like, oh, geez, I forgot to watch this movie. I was off all day Sunday and Monday. Never even crossed my mind. And I was flipping through Facebook, and for some reason, Heath Ledger's Joker popped up on a post. And I was like, oh my God, I have to go watch that, because
I've got homework.
I forgot. Yeah. I mean, I probably could have fumbled my way through it without watch. I've seen it several times, but you know, I always like a fresh watch before we talk about it. So
you don't always like a fresh watch.
Well, unless it's Star Wars that I've literally seen 100 times.
Right.
But everything else I try to watch pretty fresh. So,
yeah. All right. So we have that coming up on Monday. Hey, let us know what you read this week. What did you check out? Let us know on Twitter at brightside_chat. You can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Proud members of the Nerdy Legion. You can go there, go to nerdylegion.com. You can subscribe to the Nerdy Legion and get everything all at once. And then you can individually subscribe to each of the podcasts that are there. Tons of them. Please, on iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe if you can. Hey, actually, I meant to do this at the beginning. You know what? I got to do it at the beginning of Monday's podcast because I want it to be at the beginning of the podcast. There was a rate and review and some rate and review bomb on iTunes I wanted to bring up that I didn't like that I saw. I meant to do it at the beginning of the show and we kind of got sidetracked and then redid the show. So,
we didn't talk about it either time. So,
I know. So, all right. Everybody have a great weekend. We will be back with The Dark Knight on Monday morning. See you then.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listen to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.